This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. The crypto exchange Coinbase is set to begin allowing users to trade Dogecoin on its Pro platform today. So does this mean that what began as a joke cryptocurrency is no longer a laughing matter? Our markets reporter Caitlin Ostroff will be here to discuss after these headlines. Meat buyers were sent scrambling for alternative sources after the meatpacker JBS was hit by a ransomware attack that took a big chunk of U.S. beef and pork processing offline. The company said that the attack originated from a criminal group likely based in Russia. If this story sounds familiar, you're not wrong. It's one of a growing number of attacks targeting a range of businesses and institutions lately, even ones that don't seem to have much of a connection to cyber infrastructure. Here's our reporter Jacob Bungie with more.
This is really spotlighting the fact that the digitization of the agriculture and food supply chain has made companies like JBS more vulnerable to these sorts of attacks. Computer systems now handle grain processing for feed, monitor conditions for livestock and poultry, they measure productivity in plants and control processing systems and logistics. And you know, these systems affect not only production and transport of the meat itself, but also the management of live poultry, cattle, and hogs. And so this really is a core risk that these companies face right now.
The U.S. says it'll impose tariffs of 25% on nearly $2 billion worth of imports from the U.K. and five other countries. The tariffs come in response to those countries' taxes on American tech companies. Here's our trade reporter, Yuka Hayashi.
In the past several years, a number of countries, particularly countries in Europe, started looking into how to tax large global technology companies. And a lot of these companies, of course, are American companies, you know, Amazon, Facebook, Google. But these countries felt that these companies should be paying more taxes in the countries where their customers are rather than essentially to the U.S. government.
But the U.S. trade representative said the new tariffs won't kick in for 6 months, giving the parties time to negotiate an international resolution. The six affected countries didn't immediately respond to requests for comment on the tariffs. Tech companies have said they support international changes to tech laws rather than being subject to a patchwork of national taxes. And Amazon says it'll hold its annual Prime Day on June 21st and 22nd. It's a two-day sales event during which Prime members will have access to more than 2 million deals across multiple categories. The announcement of Prime Day often spurs other retailers to hold competing events around the same time. Walmart, for instance, says it'll hold a sales event called Deals for Days from June 20th to 23rd. All right, coming up next, Dogecoin is set to begin trading on Coinbase Pro. More on what that could mean for the currency and for investors after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
The price of Dogecoin surged yesterday after the cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase said it would allow Doge to begin trading on its Pro platform. Investors are hoping that the development could signal broader acceptance for the cryptocurrency. For more on this, I'm joined by our markets reporter, Caitlin Ostroff. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start by backing up here. You know, I think pretty much everyone knows that Dogecoin was originally started as a joke. We've kind of heard that tossed around quite a bit. But what does that actually mean? How is Doge different from other cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, so Dogecoin was created in late 2013 as a parody to all of the other cryptocurrencies that were popular at the time, the biggest notably Bitcoin. And it was kind of just made literally as a joke. Like, its creators just took the code from another cryptocurrency. They didn't really change it. They added some Comic Sans font. They added a Doge mascot. And that was it. Like, that was the only thing behind the cryptocurrency that was different. And to kind of make it even more, you know, joke-ish, they basically said, you know, Bitcoin has this cap of 21 million. We're not going to have a cap with how many Dogecoin can be created because it's a joke. It was never meant to have any value. It was literally designed not to have value. And now we see it once again, you know, gaining momentum.
Right. And latest evidence of that momentum, it's set to begin trading on Coinbase Pro later today. Coinbase is one of the biggest cryptocurrency exchanges. So, Caitlin, just procedurally, what is that going to mean for Doge?
It's going to mean that more people have access to it and that they have access on what is seen as kind of a more secure, more stable, more regulated platform than some of the others that exist. And so what it's going to mean is that people who, you know, hadn't really had much access to Dogecoin before, in the US, a lot of people have been trading it on Robinhood Markets, which has been one of the big players in the space, but also Robinhood has had a lot of issues in terms of, you know, all of a sudden when there's a bunch of demand for Dogecoin, they have issues with fulfilling orders or suddenly the platform gets really slow. This is going to mean another opportunity for US investors to go to a different platform and be able to trade Dogecoin with more options, with more competition.
And I want to talk about kind of the significance of this moment. Does this mean that Doge is, you know, more firmly on the path to becoming mainstream?
I mean, in some ways, Dogecoin has already gone mainstream. I mean, if you think about it, it's still a little bit ridiculous just because it's literally meant to be ridiculous. But if you think about where Dogecoin started, it started the year worth not even one penny, and now it's still trading around 40 cents or so. So the stability of Dogecoin's rise, I think, has caught most everyone by surprise. To see it listed on Coinbase really does point to the fact that not only are we seeing kind of the more speculative players of the crypto financial ecosystem latch onto Doge, we're also now seeing that some of the more regulated, some of the larger players are also getting into this space. And it's really a sign that, you know, you've had this demand from retail traders this year, and some of the platforms have been a little bit skittish and have held off, kind of wondering, you know, how long this push would be here, whether they should be supporting this. And it's really shown that this momentum has actually lasted to a point where you're seeing even people who were saying, we're not going to list it because, you know, it's not something we think needs to be supported. You're seeing some of those platforms start to jump on now.
But it sounds like there's still maybe a distinction between this being accepted as kind of an investment asset versus as a kind of currency. You know, we're not seeing Doge actually being used to buy and sell stuff, are we?
No, you've had a couple small companies and a couple small platforms say we'll let you buy very specific items with Dogecoin, but you're not seeing that wider acceptance. And even for an investment case, you know, Dogecoin is still really speculative. People are buying it because they think that Elon Musk will keep tweeting about it, which has supported most of the rally this year. And that's kind of what they're basing their kind of investment thesis on. They're not sitting there as, you know, here is a long-term future for Dogecoin. It's very much a, can I make some money off of this in the next couple of months?
So it's still a ways off from, you know, real legitimacy, it seems like, which I think brings me to my next question, which is why would Coinbase start listing Doge, this kind of unproven currency? What is in this for them?
Platforms like Coinbase and other exchanges, they already offer trading and, you know, cryptocurrencies that maybe are sometimes focused on a smaller group of people who want to buy and sell it. It probably means they'll be paying a little bit of a premium to actually trade it on those platforms. But for Coinbase, this really was in response to customer demand. You know, people had been asking for this so much, so consistently that, you know, they kind of felt like they needed to make sure that they were bringing those investors into their ecosystem. So for them, this was really a decision that was probably in large part motivated by the fact that you've had such strong retail demand and you've had it stay consistent for most of this year.
And are there risks associated with this move for Coinbase?
Coinbase has said that if there's not enough liquidity, if there's not the easy ability to buy and sell Dogecoin, that they're going to basically pause what people can do with it. Like, they want to make sure that all of a sudden, you know, they're not seeing everyone sell it once or buy it once to the point where, you know, it winds up being really hard to have a market of both buyers and sellers. So they've laid out the terms in that, you know, they're going to be watching this very closely. They don't want to create an environment in which people who are trading on their platform suddenly wind up in a very tricky environment. So they're trying to be very slow and careful about this. And they've said that they're only going to go ahead with trading today if, you know, that liquidity is met.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of, Caitlin, you've been kind of our go-to for cryptocurrencies and especially, you know, for Doge during this wild ride over the past year. What are you going to be watching for as Doge begins trading later today?
I'm going to be watching to see, I guess, how many people actually go to Coinbase to start trading this. I'm going to be looking to see what types of investors they are and honestly how the platform holds up. I've gotten a lot of reader emails about concerns with people not being able to actually execute their trades on Robinhood or Kraken or various other cryptocurrency exchanges. And so I'm going to be curious to see if, you know, if this is different or if this is much the same, because a lot of these platforms see appetite that they didn't quite expect. And it's really hard to suddenly scale up for that.
All right. That's our markets reporter, Caitlin Ostroff. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.